In this world, the new credos, the byline of today's generations, is that pretty much anything goes. Hey, if it feels good, do it. There aren't any consequences. Not today. Not ever. Really? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we continue to take a look at some of Satan's great lies from a different perspective. Man, it's Friday again. Where do the weeks go? And we're almost at the end of a series that I've called The Top 10 Lies That the Devil Wants You to Believe. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond with a different perspective. So what are the 10 top lies? Well, here are the first nine that we've already talked about. Lie number one, that the devil doesn't exist. Number two, that God doesn't exist. Number three, that God's word isn't true. Number four, that you aren't who God says you are. Number five, that you've really blown it this time. Number six, that it's all about now. Number seven, that it's all about you. Number eight, that the devil is as powerful as God. And number nine, that we looked at yesterday on the program, that following Jesus is just too hard. It's quite a list, and it's not finished, because today we're going to look at lie number 10 in the devil's hit parade. And lie number 10 is this, that what you do doesn't matter. There are really no consequences. Now, before you think me a bit loopy for talking about the devil, just consider what God's word has to say about him, and in fact, his ultimate end. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. The great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent who is called devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. He is the deceiver, and as much as he tries to hold a gun to our head, his ultimate end is complete destruction. But in the meantime, he wants to drag as many people down with him as he can, and so he feeds us with this lie that what we do, really, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really have consequences. You see it all around. We live in a world where anything goes, where in order to sell us their wares, advertisers tell us whatever they can just to get us to part with our money. Now, look, I don't blame them. The economy is what makes the world go round, right? They're just doing what everyone else is doing, right? It's free enterprise, right? I was in the supermarket the other day. I picked up a box of popular breakfast cereal. It's promoted on TV as an energy food. Shows mum feeding it to her young son when the kid's just small, and then to the same boy when he's a strong, athletic teenager, the sort of son that every mother would love to have. I looked at the little panel that tells you what's actually in this cereal. It was 33% sugar by weight, one third. Consider this. In the early 1900s, obesity was almost non-existent. There were some but very few people who were grossly overweight. Today, it's an epidemic. And last night on the news, on TV, I heard that Generation Y, which is my daughter's generation, by the time they're in their late 40s, early 50s, if they keep consuming sugar in their food and drink at the rate they're doing it now, around 15 to 20% of the population of this healthy, sports-loving nation we call Australia, that's millions of people, will have contracted type 2 diabetes. Do you see the link? On the one hand, we're being told that anything goes, that everything's okay. It is. Do whatever you want. You deserve the best. And yet there are dire consequences. We don't like to think about those, let alone talk about them even, do we? Now, that's a practical example. What about the way we live our lives? You might recall, if you were able to join me last week when we kicked this series off, the devil's 10 top lies that he wants you to believe. The number one lie was that the devil himself doesn't exist. It turns out that in a comprehensive study conducted by the respected Barna Group in the US, about the same number of people, almost 80%, believed in the existence of an all-powerful God, an all-loving God. The same number disbelieved the existence of the devil. It kind of blows you away. So if the vast majority of those who believe in God disbelieve in the devil, then you can see how easy it is for him, the devil that is, to fundamentally and powerfully entrench this anything goes, do it if it feels good, no consequences lie in the very fabric of our social consciousness, in the way we promote breakfast cereal, for goodness sake, in the way we promote anything and anything goes approach to sexuality, in the way society as a whole has come to a point of vociferously defending a person's right to choose obvious sin. If I just bobble along through life, doing my own thing, as long as I don't really hurt anyone else too much, I mean, seriously injure them, then pretty much what I do with my life, my money, my emotions, my desires, my sexuality, my time, hey, that's my business, buddy. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like those. I'm warning you, says Paul, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we want to create somehow a hierarchy of sin in our minds. Well, you know, this one is much worse than that one. And depending on who we are and how we've been brought up and what the moral framework of our parents was and how much of that actually stuck in our psyche, we're going to have different views of which ones in that list are the really bad ones. The others, well, you know, they're not really that serious. Adultery, well, that one's really, really bad. But the odd quarrel, come on, we all do that. Sorcery, well, if you've been brought up in a Christian home all your life, the very notion of sorcery, the occult, witchcraft, is going to make your skin crawl and give you a horrible cold feeling inside. But look at the list. Right next to sorcery come enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, and envy. Just look at the list. The sharp juxtaposition of really bad sins against the not-so-bad ones from our perspective. Just look at that list again from a different perspective, God's perspective. Sin is sin, and sin has consequences. Full stop, end of story. And when you say it like that, doesn't it stand in such contrast, a stark contrast, to the anything-goes lie that the devil has brilliantly, cleverly, insidiously woven into the very fabric of our 21st century mindset? And my friend, consequences there are, serious consequences. Here's Jesus on this very same subject. Listen carefully to his words. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man, that's Jesus, will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, there's an answer to that terrible dilemma. There's one way, just one way to avoid that fate. And no, it's not by working harder. It's not by peddling harder. It's not by doing the things that will get us into God's favor. Because you and I, everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The one way, the one answer is Jesus. By trusting him, the price he paid for my sin and yours on that cross so that we could be fully forgiven. The consequences of not taking that step, the consequences of not believing in Jesus and trusting fully in him, are truly horrific. I don't care what the devil says. You feed your son that sugary breakfast cereal and you'll produce a fat, unhealthy young man. You keep living your life with that anything-goes mentality, believing the lies of the devil, then you're going to end up with a terrible alternative. That's it. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. And yet the moment we give our lives completely, fully, whole as bolus to Jesus, we have the free gift of life. 1 John chapter 5, and this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Maybe that's why they call this news about Jesus the good news. Some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised after all. The Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.